Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Hold your horses. I'm here. What's going on? Ugh. Well, that stunk, right? My gosh. I mean, everything about it stunk. Royals lose game one to the Reds. 7-4 the final score. Never really felt that close, right? A three-run margin of defeat. That final score does not indicate. At least it doesn't to me. I guess I'll speak for myself, but it certainly never felt like a close game. Now that, everything. Everything just kind of stunk. The game stunk. The weather stunk. Michael Lorenzen stunk. The offense went 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, so they continue to stink. How much do you think they would have won by if Jack Caglione was on the team? How many runs do you think they win by? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I'm joking, of course. Pretty sure. Again, phone number 913-586-7965. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe it was a little too stuffy up in the press box. If you were one of the 18,000 that turned out for this one, correct me if I'm wrong, but this was no fun. Right? I mean, did anyone here have a good time? 913-586-7965. I mean, unless you're a Cincinnati Reds fan or you're related to John Rave, I can't imagine you had a blast at the ballpark today. Man, I hope I'm wrong. I'm turning to you guys to pick me up on this Monday afternoon. 913-586-7965. And yes, I understand. Royals still sit three games above 500. We still have, 107 games to play? No, listen, no one on this side of the show is panicking, is overly concerned, but I'm just calling it like I saw it. That was no fun. No fun from the outset. Michael Lorenzen giving up a run in the first inning, and then in the bottom half of the inning, Jonathan India squares one up, 107 miles per hour off of the bat, and it finds the third baseman of the Cincinnati Reds. It was just one of those days. The offense doesn't pick up a hit until the fourth inning, and the Reds really never stop scoring, never stop putting men on base. 7-4 is your final score, and this thing could have been 14-4 with how many base runners were left on by Terry Francona's bunch. I mean, did you have a good time? Please. I have to imagine, and I don't want to hear from Reds fans. I'll hear from someone that's a friend, a family member of John Rave. You know, maybe a family member of Vinny was in the house. Vinny with a nice day, a three-hit day. Vinny's been on a tear lately, batting .425 during his 10-game hitting streak. Okay, so yeah, if you're related to Vinny or John Rave, I would love to hear from you, because I'm pretty sure you're the only individuals of the 18,000 that turned down to cheer on the boys in blue. I think you're the only ones that had a good time. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Dave in Blue Springs. Dave, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Thank you so much again for what you do here. Appreciate it. You know, I'm not as concerned as most, I guess. I still think they're going to compete for the division. I know they're in a slump. I'm confused on why the Kansas City Royals, and maybe you can help me out on this one, why we cannot seem to get things together and get consistent. And then that's on both sides of the ball. I would have pulled Lorenz in early. I would have pulled him. I was just want to see what you think about that. Thanks again.
Well, real quick, we still got you, Dave? Oh, we lost him. I was just curious where you would have pulled him. No, and you also have to take into account, as you heard Matt Quatrero discussing with Annie Rogers of MLB.com, tomorrow the Royals don't have a starting pitcher because, of course, Lugo and Reagan's both on the IL. So when Michael Lorenzen finds himself down 4-0 at the end of 3, you know, he threw, what, 26 pitches in that third inning? Maybe that's what you're pointing towards is when you would have pulled Lorenzen. I mean, that's pretty aggressive, right? That's some Mike Matheny aggressiveness and chasing a win to pull Michael Lorenzen there in the third, because then you're not only punting on the idea of a bullpen game tomorrow, you're also saying whoever gets that spot tomorrow, that dude's got to give us 5 or 6. And who's starting tomorrow? I mean, take your pick. Lewinder Avila's the only one on the 40-man roster that makes any sense, but there are quite a few other humans that throw the ball down in AAA that could come up here, you know, enjoy the big league life for a day, and then get DFA'd. So I understand Q not necessarily attacking the win the way that maybe you had wanted, Dave. Now, to your question of when are we going to find consistency on both sides of the ball, I think you have consistency on the mound. Defensively, I think you are an above-average defensive unit. I know Mikel made that error in the 6th. That's abnormal. I don't know if that ball slipped coming out of his hands, but Mikel Garcia is an outstanding third baseman and one heck of a bat, too, eh? Mikel extends his season-high hitting streak to 11 games. The 25-year-old has an OPS in the month of May of .935. So I think you have consistency on the mound. You have consistency defensively. And no, you don't have consistency in the lineup. But that's, in my opinion, that's normal. Not many offenses have a consistently productive lineup. Now, most teams that have division title aspirations, though, have a few more consistent bats in that inconsistent lineup. Right now, I don't know who you're pointing at in this Royals lineup outside of Mikel, and I guess since the calendar flipped to May, Vinny. I don't know who else you're pointing to and saying they are a consistent quality plate appearance. Okay, Bobby, of course, put Bobby in there. Bobby's the best player on the planet. So Bobby, Vinny, and Mikel, you have 3 consistent bats right now. If you can get that up to 5, you take it. It's not very often you run across an offense where more than 5 guys are giving you consistent quality plate appearances. everyone goes up and down. Unfortunately, for this team this season, almost everybody's been down more than they've been up. Right? Michael stayed up. Vinny's back up. Drew Waters is holding it down. Again, guys, we talk so much about the offense, in totality, and we the offense stinks, and we're all angry at the offense, and yet you dive in, and Drew Waters has been that spark plug. You're hoping that John Rave can be that spark. Michael Garcia has been he's been more than a spark. But like I said earlier today on the On Deck Show, this team needs more than a spark plug. They need their engines to start roaring. Bobby today, 0-for-4. Yeah, Vinny had a three-hit day, but Vinny didn't come to the dish with a runner in scoring position. Salvi did. Salvi did, and he grounded into an inning-ending double play. I made mention of this yesterday, and I'll bring it up again today. There's only two players in Major League Baseball that have more at-bats with a runner in scoring position, more than Salvi. It's Ellie De La Cruz and Vinny Pasquantino. Now, this is like 160-plus qualified big league hitters. Salvi and Vinny have come to the dish with the man in scoring position more than all but one of those 160-plus qualified hitters. And yet they rank, I think Vinny's 147th, Salvi's 137th out of those 167 players. My point is, last year they were two of the best in the big situations. And I know Vinny's hitting the ball well. He did that last year too. Hit the ball well, had a good average, just like Salvi and Bobby. Not only were they good most of the time, they were even better in the clutch moments. Their games went to another level, a level they haven't reached yet in 2025. Not Vinny, not Salvi, not Michael Massey. Bobby and Michael, that's really it. That's all you can bank on when you show up to the ballpark. In those big situations, in those clutch moments, those are the guys that you show up expecting to come through. Vinny and Salvi need to join the fight. They need to come up in those big situations and come through more times than not, because if they don't, who are you waiting on? I know, Jack Caglione. I also know you're waiting to see Michael Garcia as your everyday leadoff hitter. I get it. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 7-4. They reach the magic number of 4 runs scored, and they lose again. They've lost the last 2 times they've scored 4 or more. Royals are now 17-3 this season when they score 4 or more. My game notes following this 7-4 defeat in Game 1 to the Reds. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go to John and Merriam. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
So I've been optimistic about my team this year, and I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs because they score less than 4 runs all the time. But don't you think it's time to bring Jack up? Because he's been killing it in AAA. I just think it's time for him to come to the majors.
I'm willing to give him another week. He's not killing it at AAA. He killed it in Salt Lake City. No doubt about it. Thanks for the phone call, John. A great week in AAA. But I've been pretty steadfast in my thoughts on Jack Caglione, and it's not changed. Hasn't changed. I'm still a subscriber to the dream scenario. And I laid this out in spring training. The dream scenario is he dominates AA for the month. Dominates AA for a month. Goes to AAA, dominates there for a month and a half. And then joins a big league club that has an offense that is producing. And a team that is steamrolling towards October. That dream scenario is still alive. I know the offense is not producing, and I know right now the team doesn't appear to be steamrolling towards a division title. But he's only been at AAA for a week. We could have the same conversation next week. The thing I don't want to do to Jack Caglione is, well, exactly what you're talking about, John. I mean, imagine if you're Caglione and you just heard that phone call. John and Merriam, a diehard Royals fan, says, Vern, I've been optimistic all year, but I don't think we can make the playoffs because we can't score. So let's call this kid up and change all of that. Listen, there's going to be pressure on Caglione whenever he comes up. If the team's already clinched the division title, there's still going to be pressure on him when he arrives at the big leagues. I get it. And I hate to sound repetitive, but I'm going to say it again. I don't want him to be viewed as the savior. I want him to be viewed as a weapon, a powerful weapon. But right now, it would be more than just you and I viewing him as a savior. It'd be everybody in the stadium, a few guys inside the clubhouse, maybe a few quiet individuals within the organization. And what happens if he doesn't? What happens if he doesn't become that savior? Do you still run him out there every single day? I'll let you hear what Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo had to say earlier today when we had a chance to talk with the architect of this ball club. I'll let him speak for himself as it pertains to the top prospect in his system. I appreciate the phone call, John. All right, I want to know, did anybody have fun today? 913-586-7965. Because for the most part, today was one big stink fest out there. The weather, the pitching, the offense, and of course, the final score. Royals lose game one to the Reds, 7-4. Let's go to Jaden. He was at the game. Jaden, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
And, hi, I will agree it does suck to see the team lose. As a diehard fan, it really does. But I think any day at the K is a great day. And I was in the Lexus seats up on the first baseline where you get all you can eat food.
Look out. Look
it was,
out.
It was awesome. We didn't have any balls hit at us either. We were in kind of like a protected area. But we had, the food was great. We kind of walked around the stadium a bit. We had nice people next to us. And I personally had a great time. Obviously, you like to see the boys win, but you can't win them all. You play 162 games. You're going to lose a lot. But hopefully you win more.
It's well said, Jaden. And you know, this was one of those games that you put into the 54 losses hopper. You know, the age-old, you're going to win 54. You're going to lose 54. What do you do with the other 54? Well, today was one of those, okay, we're going to lose this game. Again, the hard line out from India, the run given up because of a wild pitch in the first inning. Just a bad start, a bad finish. And I'm with you, man. I like it. Turn the page. Jaden, thank you very much for the phone call, buddy. 913-586-7965. We're going to give today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game Award to Vinny Pasquantino. He's batting .350 in the month of May. And as I mentioned, he extends his season-high hitting streak to 10 games. Vinny goes 3-for-4. He scores half of the Royals' 4 runs. So congratulations to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Vinny Pasquantino. He'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home with the family. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Vinny Pasquantino. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Jaden says he didn't get a ball. I had Theo from Lawrence, a big Royals fan. We were chopping it up after the game. He said John Rave threw him a foul ball, which, you know, kudos to John Rave, already becoming one young man's favorite Royal. One game in the big leagues and you already have a fan club. Way to go, John Rave. Way to go, Theo and Lawrence. Thanks for swinging by, buddy. Nice to talk to you. Let's go to Will, who's with his family, brought the whole group to the ball game. Will, I'm hoping you're about to tell me you guys had a good time.
Vern, we had a good time. Thanks for the show and the good times and the bad. And I'll let you know if Cags is looking good. I'm going Sunday night up to Omaha. I'm going to check him out.
Nice.
I'll let you know.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a great time. We were out in left field, and we got what we are just going to assume is Salvi's home run ball a little bit after the fact. My daughter's holding it right now. It was great watching that ball soar toward us. And we're feeling pretty good about the Royals, only third through the season.
Well, love to hear it. Love to hear it, Will. Get back safe. And, yeah, give me a call on the post game on Saturday. Give me your scouting report on the burly 22-year-old slugger.
We'll do for sure. Thanks, friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Will and the family were a few of the 18,000 in attendance. I see Chuck dialed us up. Chuck was in the building to watch his boys fall 7-4 to the Redlegs. Go ahead, Chuck.
I sure did. I had a great time. We were with friends. We sat up in the 300 section, so we didn't get wet. And just to give you a couple of high points, at least from what I saw, you said the game could have been 14-4. You're right. It also could have been 7-6.
Sure.
They had two guys on at the back end. I liked it with the bases loaded. I enjoyed watching our new guy, Rave. I love the fact that he laid down a bunt and tried to get a base hit. I think Michael Lorenzen had a tough day. Bullpen didn't look bad at all. And overall, yeah, they lost the game. And you're right, it's one of those 54. But it wasn't the complete blowout. They always seem to be, after the three-run seventh, seemed like they were going to find a way to do it. Last year, they would find ways to win a game even as bad as that one.
Yeah. That's because they could hit with runners in scoring position last year.
Exactly. And I think, when you talk about the core of our lineup, Bobby Witt, he's having a tough time. He's hitting under 300 now. That's not like him. He struck out so many times this year that he did not do last year. And I know he's great and he finds ways to win the game. He made a great play at shortstop today. Defensive play. He seems to come through when he needed, but you can't expect him to hit 400 and be the best guy hitting with runners in scoring position all the time.
Right.
And today, I think you said this morning, you said, Vinny and Salvi got to get going. Mm-hmm. Vinny and Salvi got going today. Salvi got a hold of one. If you expect him to hit, 30 home runs, bat 300 again, I don't know if that's going to happen. But he's going to hit better than 220. And I'm going to say, I'm ready to watch. We're going back tomorrow night. We'll be there Wednesday. I love watching this team because I had tickets when they were back in 2000, 2001, 2004, when they were just a terrible team. I remember going to a game when they lost a doubleheader to the Montreal Expos. Now, that's bad baseball. So I'm happy to see what we got now. I'm thankful. I love our guys. I love the attitude. And I hope that lifts your day just a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Chuck, thank you very much for the phone call, buddy. I appreciate it. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, you're right about the bullpen. Angel Zerpa comes in today, spins his sixth straight scoreless appearance. Steven Cruz, you can't do much better than what he did in the ninth inning. And, even Evan Sisk, man, we need you to clear two innings for us, and he did it. Royals bullpen top five in Major League Baseball with an ERA this season of 3.19. Yeah, this morning when I was talking about Vinny and Salvi needing to step up, I'm talking about in those big moments. Salvi hitting .231 this year with runners in scoring position. Vinny's hitting .197. As a team, the Royals are the second worst in baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. Second lowest OPS. They have an OPS of .608 with runners in scoring position. Last year, almost .800 was the OPS. Top five in Major League Baseball. Again, last year's offense was not a world beater. It was middle of the road. But in the big moments, they were great. This year's offense has been bad, and it's been even worse in the big moments. Thankfully, it's paired up with arguably the best pitching staff this franchise has ever seen. I mean, statistically, 55 games in, if you look at ERA, this is the greatest pitching staff the Royals have ever seen. 55 games in, they have an ERA as a team of 3.10, second best in Major League Baseball, and a few points better than the 1976 division champion Royals that had a team ERA of 3.12. That used to be the high watermark. No more with the 2025 boys. They fall today, though. Pitching fell short of expectations. Now, I'm not going to dump on Michael Lorenzen. No, he wasn't good today, but he did grind and give you five. And as this team's number five starter, a 4.33 ERA. He's given you 5 2/3 on average every time he takes the ball. I'm not going to nitpick that too much. Again, Will, you did pick me up, and I'm glad to hear that you agree. You put this one in the, yeah, we were going to lose this one, bucket. Royals are 29-26, seventh best record in the American League. Take a quick timeout. We get back to your phone calls after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
First pitch to Ellie De La Cruz, and he chops it up the middle. Witt ranges to his left, picks it up, spins, throws to first. He got him. One electric shortstop grounds out to another. And Bobby Witt Jr. did it in dazzling fashion.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. The first out of Angel Zerpa's inning, the sixth inning. Royals at this time find themselves down, well, 6-0, but nonetheless, Bobby Witt Jr. makes a gorgeous play up the middle, robbing Ellie De La Cruz of his second base hit of the day. And look at the text line from the 316. Vern, that Bobby play against Ellie made today fun. Hayden in Shawnee, Vern, Bobby's play on Ellie, boy, that was smooth. A lot of people giving some love to what was clearly today's MVP Air Conditioning, cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, heating, plumbing, and electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals lose 7-4. Bobby's defensive gem there was the, not just the highlights. No, it was the highlight of the game. Yeah, Salvi hit a home run. Yeah, that was nice. And of course, you're excited about Salvi going bridge. And I should point to that as him about to break out and go on one of those classic Salvi runs. Man, maybe this is just because we're now 55 games in and the story has remained the same for this offense. And yet when I think of Salvi's day, man, I'm thinking of that inning-ending double play in the fourth, not the two-run home run in the seventh. I don't like saying that because I'd like to think that I don't focus on the negative. In a game of failure, you'll drive yourself batty focusing on the negative. But when Salvi comes to the dish there in the fourth inning with two on and one out, it's a 4-0 game. Ah, sure, the home run was great. And it made it a 4-run game. So I guess I should feel the same, but I don't. Salvi was just so stinking good last year in those big-time situations. He's been so stinking good his entire career in those situations. So I know it's silly to focus on the negative. Salvi, again, hitting .231 this season with runners in scoring position. In OPS, just a shade above 600. Last year, Salvi was among the game's best in those clutch situations with a man in scoring position. He hit .329 with an OPS north of .950. Royals lose 7-4. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. I appreciate all the love on the text line. Kevin and Jen write in. Vern, we were at the game celebrating our one-year wedding anniversary. The rain wasn't fun, but we still enjoyed the afternoon at Kauffman. Love it. Let's go to Annabelle from Texas. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What'd you think of the game today?
It was pretty good. I went with my family and it was really fun.
Was that your first game of the year?
Yes.
Wow. What was your favorite part? Who's your favorite player?
Bobby Witt Jr.
Sure. It's hard not to love Bobby Witt Jr. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Did you say thanks to everybody that took you?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good of you. Way to go, Annabelle. I appreciate you listening. Get home safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later. Let's go to Roscoe. Roscoe, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to say appreciate you working on a national holiday, Memorial Day. You know,
it's quite literally the least I could do.
You know, I'd like to remind all the people out there that today is the day that we remember and pay respect to those that we weren't able to bring back. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. I'm a proud veteran, but it's not about me today. And that's the least you could do, really, is go visit when you get a chance in whatever city in America that you're at. Go visit a war memorial and pay respect to the people who didn't come back. And that's all I have to say about that. But the most important thing for the Kansas City Royals right now is, on a valiant effort, on a crummy day, Michael Lorenzen did what he had to do. Didn't turn out the way he wanted to. They brought up a couple players. Nick Lofton, Rave came up today. not much to show for themselves, which is why I don't quite understand why Jack Caglione isn't already here. I'm challenging you, Vern. Next time you interview and talk to those players and coaches in that locker room, to find out why that guy, who all he seems to do is hit home runs and get on base and score RBIs, isn't already here, because he's the missing link. You want Salvi to get hot? That's fine. Salvi can get hot. But what we need is a real slugger.
The hell are you yelling
to
at?
To put a cattle prod in this offense and make it do what it's supposed to do. And I'm sick and tired, frankly, of watching them score 2-3 runs while the pitching staff does nothing but have the lowest ERA in the game. And I got to sit here and take another loss. That being said, Vern, I appreciate you giving me the time. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. But is what I will tell you is that if the Royals can get their offense up and running, and the key to that is out there, then they will be a successful team this year. The tokens that they brought up recently, great stories. But we need Jack Caglione here, and we need him here today. Do you hear me, son?
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. Here's what Royals General Manager J.J. Piccolo had to say earlier today about Jack Caglione, who just completed his first week at AAA. 6 games, he drove in 10 runs, 9 hits, 5 home runs in 6 games.
Yeah, we don't have a timetable. It's an incredible first week. I mean, he can't do much better than what he just did in his first week. So it's good to see. To hit 5 in a week is a pretty good accomplishment. How far he hits them, how hard he hits them, that's not too surprising. That's his finished track record for a number of years. So I'm just glad that he got off to a good start. You know, that's a bit, it was having him start out on the road. You know, sometimes you try to be part psychologist and not having had to open up in Omaha where there's a little bit more attention. But the hardest part about this for us is we're trying to do what's best for the player. I mean, that's ultimately what this is. You want the player to be as prepared as he can when he comes to the major leagues. It's not fair to any player, whether it's Jack Caglione or whoever, when a team may be scuffling offensively, to try to put it on him and hope he's going to come save the day. The best way to break any player into the major leagues is to try to bring him up when the team's hot, you know, offensively scoring some runs. That's not why he's not coming up right now. We just want him to face more advanced pitching in AAA, see how they game plan for him, how he adapts and makes adjustments, you know, not just game to game, but at bat to a bat. You know, is he learning how better, more skilled pitchers can execute a game plan? Is he learning from that, and is he making those adjustments? And it'll take, you know, I don't want to put a timetable on it, but we want to see it for a little bit. I mean, this first week was great, but we certainly weren't saying when he went to AAA, have a good first week and bring him to Kansas City.
How's the reports been for him in the corner outfield?
Pretty solid. You know, there's still some growing pains that are going to take place. The jumps, the routes, the reads, you know, that's going to take reps, you know, but so far, for having only done it for a couple of weeks, it's been pretty positive.
How would you describe his mentality as far as when he does face extended failure in this game? How do you think he handles that?
Well, I think he's a tough kid, but until a player goes through that, you really don't know the answer to that. He hasn't faced a lot of adversity. We don't have any reason to think that he won't. But, you know, once he goes through it, that'll be the time we'll know a little bit more how he would handle that.
Again, that's Royals Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations, J.J. Piccolo. I see on the text line from the 913, Vern, baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. Why would we have this kid sprint up and rely on him to score runs? Comfortability is everything. You want him comfortable in the big leagues. Appreciate you, text line. Text line's always there for you. The same number as our phone number, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. The AAA team is in Omaha. Jack Caglione makes his home debut tomorrow night. All right, let's go to David in Grandview. David, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me, Vern. First of all, I think we all know Tags is coming out. He's going to be up at some point this season. And I don't know how much of a difference that's really going to make. I mean, what's the ceiling with this ball club? We exceeded expectations last year. We went to the ALDS, right? I mean,
correct. You went to the ALDS,
our three
yes,
and
right.
four yep. hitters. I have a couple of questions, like for our manager, like how are three and four hitters compared to the Reds? They have 10 less home runs and 15 less RBIs. And on top of that, our three and four hitters might be two of the slowest players in the MLB. So if either one of them hit the ground ball, it's going to be a double play and the scoring chance has ended. They have to do something about the 3-4. Dyron Blanco is on the bench. He batted 258 last year, and at the end of the year, he looked like he had some power, and we all know he has some speed. So I'd rather Dyron Blanco be DH than Salvador Perez, and I have all the love in the world for Salvador Perez. And I want to
Salvi's
hear your
the
thoughts
catcher.
On that.
No, Salvi's the catcher. So
Freddie Fermin can catch just as well, and you know
oh, so
that.
You
he's
want Salvi on the bench. You want Salvi on the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 years ago, we won the World Series. His time, he's a legend here. We all love him. But his time has come. And yes, he hit
a home
run.
Did he go to the All-Star game last year?
Yeah. Say that again?
No, he did. I was just double-checking. I thought he went to the All-Star game last year.
He had a great year last year. He had a great year last year. But the decline is like something I've never seen. We're a quarter of the way through the season. What do we want to be? Do we want to be a World Series contender? Or do we want to go back and play the Yankees and lose again in four games? And I don't think we have the answer. I don't. Tags isn't going to. Jack's not going to fix that.
Well, they got to keep playing. It sounds like you want them just to end the season.
No, I'm not saying that at all. We have to rearrange the order of the lineup to get some speed in there. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. I mean, it's awful. How can you have them 3-4, the two slowest players in the major leagues?
Yeah.
Mikel Garcia 1, India 2.
Bobby no, I don't really
three,
care.
Vinny
yeah,
4.
No.
I mean, come on.
Oh, so
man.
He's so
three
you drop
four Vinny and Salvi, give me a break, man. They're not going
to
win.
You just dropped
they're
them to the fourth spot. All right.
Lineup.
No, I got to ask you to hit the bricks. No, I don't want to hear anymore. Thanks for the phone call. Go ahead, text line, you know, Vern, why are you so mean to these people? Should I have let them keep going? Speed is what you're after in the 3-4 spots in the lineup? No, see, I'm not taking the bait. A younger Vern would have freaked out, started sweating, and yelled for the next 5 minutes. No, I'm not doing that. You want speed in the 3-4. Hey, you know what, man? When the offense is performing as poorly as this one is, there are no bad ideas. Yeah, you want Dyron Blanc... You want Dyron Blanco as your three hitter? Go for it. Why not? Why not? Royals have scored 183 runs through 55 games. It's the third fewest in Major League Baseball this season and the fewest in franchise history through the first 55 games. So you know what? Sure. Sure. I remember when I was covering... Now, you know what? I probably shouldn't say this because it might not be true, but I heard a manager once in a previous stop. Who cares? But you know what, Q? If you feel like just putting all the names in the hat and letting the players pick the lineup, go for it. I mean, it makes as much sense as that idea. When did you start watching the Royals? And if you're that perplexed as to why Vinny and Salvi are hitting 3-4, let me show you around Kauffman Stadium. It's a beautiful place. They got fountains in the outfield. The number 5 is for George Brett. I mean, what are you talking about? Let's go to Steven in KCK. Steven, you're on 96.5 The Fan. How are you, pal?
No, Vern, I'm here to pick you up, buddy. I'm always here. I've been here for 50 years. I've been here since 1976. Listen, you know, I loved it when they played God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch. That was the highlight of my day. I loved it.
Did you see Lorenzen warmed up to that By the way, he warmed up to God Bless America.
Dude, you can't get anything better than that. We got Big Slick coming on Friday. Listen, you know, about Jack, I mean, I saw today on Sports Illustrated's draft prospects that they're talking about moving him up big time. I guess that's obvious. I guess that's obvious now. But, you know, he's on all four 30-minute newscasts. It's sort of like Jimmy Chitwood and Hoosiers. Mm-hmm. The guy, if you don't call him up by the 1st of June, he becomes bigger and bigger. And he sort of like motivates the other. It's sort of weird. He sort of motivates the other guys with these Bo Jackson 468 feet home runs. So listen, you know, the scouts say he can't pick up a fly ball in the outfield. We can work on that. We can. Haas was up by this time. I'm not frustrated. I know he's going to be up soon. And this isn't going to motivate the other guys that you've got a guy who is going to be. If he's not fantastic, people are not going to turn on him like Moose. They're going to, you know, they're going to support him because, you know, he's going to be one of the greatest of all time, I think, in Royals history.
They turned on Bobby on this show. They turned on everybody. So they'll turn on Cags.
Well, listen, I mean, it's just hard to ignore a guy doing Bo Jackson things. Dealing with there. You can give everybody the most logical reason in the world, but when you watch every night on the news and he's doing this stuff, people's logic just gets overridden, and that's where we're at. So just bring him up and let's roll. Let's go this summer. Let's win everything, and you know, don't get bogged down in the temporary. I can't believe I have to be the role of Chester here, but you know, we've seen it all, you know, and the tide is, we're like a rocket ship about to take off. I know the text line won't believe that, but it's going to happen. So take care.
They're going to turn on you, Steven. You better be careful. People turn on you real quick. Hey, Lorenzen didn't warm up to God Bless America. That's my bad. It was Proud to Be an American by Lee Greenwood, right? That's not his normal walk-up song. That's just Michael Lorenzen being a proud red-blooded American right there. Lorenzen takes the loss. He's now 3-6 on the season. We got to take one final quick timeout. We get right back to your phone calls after.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
First pitch to Salvi. And he hits it high in the air, down the left field line. Does it stay fair? Into the corner, yeah! A fair ball and a home run for Salvador Perez. The wind took it into the Hall of Fame seats, a two-run shot. And the Royals are on the board in the bottom of the seventh.
Finally, on the board in the bottom of the seventh inning, Salvador Perez, two-run blast. In the bottom of the seventh inning, put the boys on the board. A sack fly off of the bat of Nick Lofton would turn it into a three-run seventh inning for the good guys. Unfortunately, that was not enough as Michael Lorenzen gives up one in the first, three in the third, two more in the fifth. So by the time Salvi belts that one in the seventh, Royals are down 6-2. 6-3 at the end of the seventh. Reds tack one on against Evan Sisk in the eighth. Royals scratch one across courtesy of a balk in the ninth. And that's how we arrive at our final score. Reds 7, Royals 4. Royals fall to 3 games above 500. They've now dropped 10 of their last 15. Salvi's home run, though, was career blast number 277. That puts him just 40 home runs shy of George Brett's franchise record. And just 5 big flies back of Brian McCann for the 8th most homers in baseball history by a catcher. Let's go to the phone calls and Vicky and Merriam. Vicky, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I'm so thankful that you're here for us all these years. I've been watching and listening to baseball since 69. And yes, I have a passion, which my voice gets a little loud when I get upset, when I don't see things going the way they should go. Is there a possibility that there is a reason why you don't pitch well by the fifth inning? 90 pitches? Is that really, that is uncalled for. That is just, it's our home, and he should know how to pitch. I appreciate the word you used when you opened the show, because that's the way I felt too, you see. And there should be no reason he pitches 90 pitches by the fifth inning.
He threw 102 to get through the fifth, yeah.
Yeah, so my next question is, if we need a savior, and he doesn't work out, then at least we tried. But we're not going to make the division playoffs if we do not have consistency every month. 4 runs is just not going to get it at the bottom of the ninth every night. Am I doing this wrong or something? Why is this happening? Because it shouldn't be. If we have somebody like Jack, bring him up. If he doesn't work out, if he's not our safer someone, at least we tried. Don't you think that'd be good? And then put someone in the outfield if he's not got outfield experience. Bring up the batter point. You know, use somebody in the outfield.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Vicky, you know what? Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Let's hear what the players are saying. Let's hear if they're talking about Jack Caglione. Here's what Vinny had to say after his 3-hit performance today. Audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Got to give him credit. He mixed speeds really well. He was in the zone. I mean, he was only at like 40 pitches through 4 innings, it felt like. I know I looked up in the fourth, and I think he was at 24 pitches. So.
No, Vicky, Vinny's not talking about Michael Lorenzen. He's talking about Red starter Nick Martinez, but you knew. 90 pitches, fifth inning. Vinny, go ahead.
We got to be better than that. I mean, yeah.
What do you think that's a product of, that him being that low of a pitch count?
I mean, I think that's a product of, we're an offense that makes a lot of contact. He's a pitcher who throws a lot of strikes. Sometimes that works out. really well, and other times it doesn't. And once it starts spiraling like that, it's really hard to get a guy who throws a lot of strikes to, you know, to have long at bats with him as much as you'd like to. If he's in the zone and you're not getting hits that day, it's just it can be a recipe for disaster. And today it was for us.
There you go. That, again, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, Vinny Pasquantino's fourth straight multi-hit game. He has an OPS over the past month of baseball of 827. League average is about 700. Vinny, over the past month, 827. Let's go to Justin, who's down in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. How are you, pal?
Hey, Vern. Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. I hope you enjoy your Memorial Day, and always enjoy the show. So I got some game notes today. Obviously, yeah, you called it. Michael Lorenzen, man, bad day. 11 hits, 2 strikeouts, 5 innings pitched. He's had some really good outings this year. So, you know, you're not always going to have the best outings, man. It just came on a, you know, just as that was really bad. I like to see that, you know, Salvi and Vinny got it going at the plate. You know, Vinny's 10-game hitting streak. I thought the bullpen did pretty good, obviously. You know, Sisk, pitched really well the first 2 innings and obviously, you know, gave up the triple. Kyle Isbell kind of misread it a little bit, and then Coors gave up the RBI single.
Well, what do you think of the game? What's your takeaway on the team? I don't need a recap. I saw the game. Oh, I want to know your opinions on the game.
Okay, well, obviously, I mean, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but the offense, I mean, what are they generating offense? Okay, so we, you know, I'm a big-time Bobby Witt fan. We love Bobby Witt Jr. But obviously, right now, Vern, I take it, he's got to be the one that's got to step it up. I mean, he's got to start hitting the baseball. He's dipped down below 300. He's, tied for 127th in home runs this year with only 5, 28 RBIs. I mean, he's the leader. And it starts with him. We call him the best baseball player on the planet. You know, that's where it starts. And obviously, he can be that. He is an MVP tabletop player.
Sure.
So, I mean, I keep on hearing, bring up Cags. I mean is that going to be the answer? Is that really? I mean, obviously, the guy's going to be great. We don't know until you just stated, you know, you don't want to put all that pressure on him because everybody thinks it's just going to turn around just like that caller like 3 callers ago. I mean, the one that was yelling, I don't know what he's yelling at, but I mean, I thought that was just kind of ridiculous to think one player that hadn't played one Major League Baseball game is just going to automatically just turn it around just like that.
Well, that's how it goes, Justin. It's been like, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. It's been like that for decades. I remember people thought Nicky Lopez was going to come up here and turn things around for the offense. It happens in every city, and it's finally happening with a player that warrants that type of expectation, that type of hype, right? With all due respect to Nicky Lopez and, you know, Vinny Pasquantino, people banging down the door, we got to get Vinny up here, he's going to turn things around. And Vinny's been an outstanding player. Nicky had a solid big league career. Nick Lofton, John Rave, Michael Massey, Kansas City sports fans, baseball fans do this with whoever the next shiny toy is because he's unblemished in a game of failure. Thanks for the phone call. Always nice to hear from you, Justin. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. He mentions Bobby Witt Jr., and he's a big Bobby fan. Bobby's 6th inning was Little League-esque. If you remember, he makes that outstanding play on Elly De La Cruz. And then Austin Hayes hits a shallow fly ball into left field towards the foul line. And the second he makes contact with it, Bobby's off like a flash towards the foul line to make the catch. Calling off Nick Lofton, calling off Michael Garcia. Bobby Witt was like... Well, if you played on a Little League team, like one of your first Little League teams where there was one guy that was just better than everybody else, and any time a ball went in the air, everyone just kind of sat around and waited for him to take over, that's what Bobby Witt Jr.'s 6th inning was like. Like that Little Leaguer that just won't let anybody else play the game because it all comes so very natural to him. And He makes it look easy. He did it in Little League. He did it in high school. He did it in the minor leagues that I know. Bobby goes 0-for-4 at the dish today. And we're all, apparently, mouse agape because Bobby's hitting 293 and we can't fathom the great shortstop hitting below 300. He'll get that average back. Again, the reason why you don't hear me bring up Bobby all that often is because he's the least of my concerns, the least of our concerns with this team. Vinny, Salvi, okay, we can talk about it. Bobby, I'm not sweating. Bobby smoked one in the sixth inning. But yeah, might be expanding the zone. I certainly think we saw that on this most recent road trip. But yeah, I'm not concerned at all with Bobby. Still leads Major League Baseball with 20 doubles. I bring that up because Mike Kell picked up his 14th double of the season today. Mike Kell, top 12 in Major League Baseball. Mike Kell, Salvi, and Bobby, all top 12 in baseball when it comes to doubles. Let's go to J-Dub. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
How are you doing this evening? I hope it's not raining where you're at. I'm in Lathrop, and it is. So my question is, I appreciate the Royals. I just think that we need some more bats. We need to bring up Caglione, who whoops some booty in Double A. He's only spent a couple weeks in Triple A. So, you know, he's got to get experience and practice.
Only 1 week. Only 1 week in Triple A. Only 1 week in Triple A.
My bad.
It's all good.
So let's bring him up. You know, we need a couple more bats. The team's doing good. Hitters getting slumps. I get it. I got it. So now let me cut to you. You're awesome. The only reason why I listen to the show after the game is over, win or lose, is because of you. I appreciate your attitude, your tone, and your opinions. And J-Dub is out, and I appreciate you. I can't wait to meet you, brother. Later.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, I look forward to it. Dropping the mic, too. I like it, J-Dub. Yeah, hey, next time you come out to Kauffman Stadium, swing by. They made me this really nice booth. It's right across from the Diamond Club, just next to First Aid and the Mother's Room. So, yeah, swing by, say hi. Always appreciate chopping it up with Royals fans. Nice hearing from you, J-Dub. Hey, really cool. Speaking of Bobby, one more thing on the great Bobby Witt Jr. Credit to him. If you come out to a lot of games, you've seen it before. Bobby always runs out of the dugout first, right towards the first base bag, and then Salvi or the starting pitcher normally run out the other end of the dugout. That's always a pretty cool shot, right? Bobby one side, Salvi coming out the other way. Sometimes it's Bobby and Cole Reagans, but it's always Bobby leading the charge for the Kansas City Royals onto the diamond. A class move today from a class individual as he pushes John Rave to the front and has the young man making his big league debut make sure that his cleats are the first to step on the big league diamond. I thought that was really cool today from the great Bobby Witt Jr. Unfortunately, yeah, Royals lose 7-4, but fortunately they're back at it tomorrow night. And boy, what a matchup we are in store for as a pair of 2018 draft picks. Brady Singer for the Cincinnati Reds and Daniel Lynch take the hill coming up in game two of this three-game series Tuesday night. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air live from the K beginning at 5:30. Yeah, hopefully Daniel can give the team, a couple of innings? Lynch threw on Saturday, threw 21 pitches. So Sunday, Monday, back at it on a Tuesday night, yeah. Lynch, I want at least two innings from you. If you can give me one time through the lineup, I'd give them nine hitters. Maybe that carries you into the third. We'll see. That's just my opinion. JT Noah, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. I appreciate y'all listening. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.